Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Continuing with wide open phones, you the listeners, bringing up all sorts of important issues and topics and debates. If you disagree with me, you go to the head of the line. John disagreed. I don't believe he told the person answering the phones that, or he would have gone to the head of the line. 1-800-259-9231. Unlike Fidel Castro, I don't try to stop people who disagree with me. I think there's four or five people that are banned who, from this show, are categorized as stalkers, who've bore false witness, lied, attacked my family, in some cases tried physical actions. Of course, when I hear their little sniveling voices, they're not on. But you're a testament to that, listeners. You know that we don't screen your calls. We ask first name where you're calling from. Every once in a while, we'd like to know if you're listening on AM, FM, shortwave internet. If you want to tell us that, it's fine. We'll get you up on air, 1-800-259-9231. Really scary articles here. New Orleans admits to Second Amendment Foundation attorneys that they have seized guns. First, they announced it and did it, then tried to deny it, and now they admit it, big stockpiles of them. So we'll get into some of that. Also, Paul Craig Roberts wrote a big piece about, you know, will Bush carry out another 9/11. But right now, let me just go ahead and go back to your calls. And then later I'm going to continue talking about the subject of communism. I guess the long and short of it is this. Big corporations lobby governments to actually raise taxes so that there can be increased amounts of monies to be paid in corporate welfare and corporate largesse, crony capitalism, to them. They are the chief lobbyists for big government and what you'd call socialism. Socialism is fleecing the middle class and the working class and paying it into elite coffers. And that's why the big corporations fund socialism and communism. And you can't tell somebody like John that, because his very handlers that have been brainwashing him for 30, 40 years are on the payroll. So have fun, Bubba. Big government is for the elite, not for the people. Figure it out. You can't have tyranny without a big government. And tyranny and big government is just a mechanism of the elite. Let's go to John in New York, then James, Drew, and others. Go ahead, John.
That guy is, he must have his finger in a light socket or something all the time. I call about two things that I saw creepers go across the bottom of the TV when I was watching the news. And in both cases, I saw no mention in the newspaper or in any other type of media.
Sure, what is it?
The first one was that 90 F-16s had been moved to the Middle East. Now, that thing happened about a
month ago.
Yeah, I was going to say 6-8 weeks ago.
That's true. Ships full of Marines. They're beefing the troops from 140,000 to 180,000 in Iraq, right in the Basra area for an invasion into the western area.
The second thing I saw happen last night, and again I looked this morning and I listened in the news and saw nothing, was that the Defense Department has given Lockheed Martin $500 million to set up a database for the FBI.
Yes, I saw that. Lots of databases on citizens.
And I have countless examples of funding for the boys over in Russia. I'd love to give them if you got time.
Yeah,
to listen.
Sure, go ahead.
Well, Jacob Schiff gave Trotsky $25 million to go and join Lenin. That was back before the obviously before the revolution. The second thing I would offer is that the President Roosevelt. Recognized the Soviet Union as a legitimate country, and therefore they were eligible for international loans. The Russians, after World War II, gave all the munitions that they captured from the Japanese to Mao Zedong, and George C. Marshall bragged about disarming the nationalists by not letting the weapons that the nationalists had paid get delivered.
Stay there. And then I saw the CIA section chief on History Channel about 5 years ago admit all that, and I fell out of my chair. Stay there.
Hey, folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops massing on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we had a caller at the end of the last hour, John from Ohio, who calls routinely. And he's got the blind spot, just like conservatives. You tell them Bush is anti-gun, pro-open border. They go, no, he isn't. It's la, la. Call me la. Call me la. And I started telling John that his holy grail was a fraud and that big banks in London and the U.S. openly funded the Soviets and that the big, rich elite, I mean, there are a whole bunch of industrialists and robber barons who wrote books saying they liked communism. I mean, what is he talking about? And then they form that into a false bipolar debate of fascism versus socialism when both of them are command and control. Again, big corporations, 44 of the 100 biggest economies. We'll go back to John in New York in a second, who was countering John from Ohio eloquently. And you know what, John? I don't want to just sit here and attack you. If we got any open phones, since this is continuing now, call back in. 1-800-259-9231. If you haven't had a stroke in anger, you're welcome to call back in, 1-800-259-9231, or anybody else that wants to defend communism and thinks it's trendy because the iron fist and the red flags are so cool. But big corporations openly, I mean, I've seen it. I know what their foundations do. I've read the Carnegie Endowment Minutes. I mean, this is what goes on. This is not my opinion. This is what I do. They lobby for socialization. They lobby to take more of our money, more of our tax money. And look at how the tax structure is set up, where when you make over about $2 million a year, you drop into about a 25% tax bracket. But if you're making $300,000, $400,000, $500,000, I mean real middle class, you're hiring people, you're spending money, you're the perfect type of person for the economy. Perfect. You know, most of your money you spend on consuming and on developing and on hiring small businesses. You're in the highest tax bracket of 40%. And you get hit by all these other taxes. That's how this is set up. And, I mean, I sat there on the History Channel. They were so proud of it. And I watched the CIA section chief from 1949 to 1951 say, we were always for Mao. We helped getting the weapons. We didn't want the nationalists to have it. We thought they would be more stable. And now this is declassified, and I can tell you. It was like some 85-year-old man. I forget his name. I could go look it up. And I'd already read that. I already read U.S. government documents. These are official. I already knew what the caller mentioned about Marshall and others. And Mao, I mean, the official Chinese party admits that 60 million, I'd always said 50 million, died in the Cultural Revolution and the Great Leap Forward. And, you know, that's serious. I mean, you can type in public execution China into a search engine, you'll see stuff I can't even mention on air. I mean, I have family who's worked in China. I know people who are there right now. We have listeners there. Man, they have sports stadium executions every week. They have mobile execution vans. They do kill babies. They do get UN awards for it, for killing already born babies. They do have forced abortion. Oh, I know, liberty of the state to rip babies out of wombs. And the globalists love it. They love it. They fund dictators. They fund thugs. They prop them up in the Middle East. They prop them up in Germany. They prop them up. They give $1 billion to Ho Chi Minh. They stage that thing. And people just can't get that. They can't get that the globalists want to lose in Iraq, at least for what they claim they want to do of get the water on, get the power on, get out of there in 6 months. We promise troops you'll be home in time for Christmas. We swear. Official PNAC documents, which don't shoot your mouth off to me, John from Ohio. I've read them. I've read thousands of pages of it. I'm not going to a birthday party tonight of family. I'm going to be here at 1 in the morning working on just that. It makes it sick. It makes me sick. And they say, we want to be there for decades. We want the long war. We want civil war and a total breakdown as a pretext to stay. They say it. Israel's battle plan said it, advising the U.S. It's public. Do the defense contractors make more money if we're there 20 years or if we're there a year? Come on, you know the answer. You don't need to be told the answer. Now, I want you to be able to restate, John, in New York, what you were saying, the facts. I remember David Rockefeller, when Mao died, it's in my book, in the New York Times saying he was an incredible person, did a great job, a great stabilizing factor, same thing the CIA section chief said. He's so wonderful, blah, 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 because Rockefeller got to go in there with all his dibs on the first big companies that were set up there. They loved slavery, as Colonel Quigley said. He believed in it. He was one of their top statisticians. He said it. I mean, they say it. Source documents say it. Don't give me your, oh, you're a Nazi neocon. How dare you, John, from Ohio, who we've got back on the line, going back to in a few minutes. How dare you indict me? How dare you lie about me? How dare you use slogans, your little fallback on the little commie slogans they taught you in the 60s on the university when you were being CIA controlled? You fool. Now go back to John in New York, then we'll go back to the Commissar.
With regard to the Vietnam War, the only seaport in North Vietnam was never bombed until Richard Nixon's second term. So all the munitions and all the anti-aircraft missiles and artillery that went in there shot down all those planes. They can lay all that right on the rules of engagement that came out of the Pentagon. But there's three quotes I'd like, real short quotes.
More facts. Now, I want you to go back for stations that don't carry that first 5 minute segment, which they should, but it's okay if they don't. Repeat what you said when you first got on, because it's all true.
Okay. First of all, Lenin was smuggled through Germany in a railroad car with a lot of money from the bankers. And at the same time, Trotsky was sent by ship and he was funded by Jacob Schiff, a banker out of New York City, with $25 million.
And everybody knows the British were against their cousins. The king and the czar were identical. You couldn't tell them apart. That was the incredible crossbreeding within the same family. Both hemophiliacs, both complete lunatics. And they openly were trying to knock off their cousins. Sorry, go ahead.
And then President Roosevelt, around 1933, recognized the Soviet Union as a legitimate country and therefore made them eligible for international loans. So that bailed out communist Russia and throughout the entire first half of the 20th century.
He was Uncle Joe.
That's right, during World War II.
Saturday Evening Post images of him with a child on his lap. Give me a break.
We saved Russia from total defeat and collapse as a country during World War II.
Murdering, bank-robbing thug.
In the book you're talking about, Tragedy and Hope by Carol Quigley, absolutely. Right off the top of my head.
He's giggling and snickering. Quigley is how they run everything.
Yeah, he thought it was a good idea. But Lenin said, give me your children for one generation and I'll have your country. Look what's happening to our kids today. Stalin said it matters not how the people vote, only who counts the votes. And look, that goes right along with all this electronic voting they're trying to put in. And the last one is by Mao. He said, political power comes out of the barrel of a gun. And that's why I'm never giving mine up.
Well, I mean, I read the People's Daily every week. And, I mean, it's just unbelievable. They won't even, and our corporations all love it. Oh, it's just, you can't even imagine. It is so amazing.
One other thing I just thought of. During the Vietnam War, we actually increased trade with the Eastern Bloc Soviet countries at the same time the Vietnam War was going on. That's where the munitions were coming from and going by ship into Haiphong Harbor, which we never bombed. Jeez, isn't that interesting?
It's all Nazi lies, Here, John, would you like to talk to John from Ohio?
I don't know if I could keep my temper.
No, go ahead. You guys control yourselves. I've already been called a Nazi and a bunch of, and we should take signs away from people that criticize Fidel here in America, because that's freedom. So you are now known as Commissariat, John from Ohio, political officer. Go ahead.
Well, you know, if you want to put words in my mouth, it name calls.
No, you said you were defending people trying to stop free speech in America.
Well, you're doing it right now. But all I'm saying is that if we want to get an actual opinion of somebody, we should hear from the primary source, not the enemies, not the fabricators, not the forgers of Marxism or socialism. I don't belong to any party, and I don't consider myself trendy. I'm desperately concerned with pushing many of the ideas that you're very concerned about, the 9/11 conspiracy, complicity by the government, the police state measures. You're absolutely right about the civil war that they're deliberately inciting through agent provocateurs in Iraq to divide that country. But when it comes to understanding what the Soviet Union or China as deformed, not real socialist states are, I don't think we should go to sources such as...
Well, let me explain something to you. If we were a bunch of honeybees, socialism and communism would work. That's not human nature.
Well, I'm not even talking about whether it will work or not. I'm just talking about getting accurate information about where they are, what they are, and where they came from. And I think WSWS.org is one, workers.org is another. They don't even agree with each other, but they are at least primary Marxist sources, rather than going to the liars, the enemies of socialism, the Soviet Union, the CIA, and the leftover Nazi fabrications and forgeries that were brought into...
Oh, so George Orwell lied, too. He
well,
lied.
He was a British intelligence agent, so I don't agree with everything that he said, either. I think
come on. He got shot over there.
Can I get in?
Sure, go ahead.
Well, the things that he's talking about and that you mentioned earlier, the progressive income tax, which clobbers the middle class and the poor people, that's right out of Karl Marx, the privately owned central bank.
Yeah, stay there. Public education, privately owned central bank, income tax. It's the Banker 1913 plan, and they got it in 1917, 1918 in Russia. It's the Banker plan. Go read the Communist Manifesto and then look at America today. Coup de grace, you just hit it out of the park. You just hit a long home run, baby. Absolutely. Just deep sixed you again, John from Ohio. Stay there, both of you.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Get the Black Berkey filter elements, leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
Currency devaluation, inflation, one and the same. If you had deposited $100,000 in a bank at 1% in a 30-month period dating from May 24, 2005, here is what happened to your funds. The dollar lost 33% of its value in that time frame. The bank paid you 1%. Your $100,000 now has a net purchasing power of $68,000. Here is reality. The devaluation of currency equals real inflation. Keep in mind how the value of your paper assets are measured in dollars. Gold in the same time frame increased 35% in value. Learn how to protect and profit in this truly unstable world economy. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know executive orders and other laws have already been passed that can create a legal dictatorship in America? These laws can affect you by seizing all communication media, all electric power, fuel, minerals, food supplies and resources, all farms and farm equipment, all means of transportation including personal vehicles, total control over all highways, seaports and waterways, seize all American people for workforces. These laws extend to all parts of our life. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a one-year free subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
I got a lot of other news I want to cover and give the other callers a chance, but gentlemen, let's go back to John in New York real quick. Yeah, I mean, really, if you read the Communist Manifesto, in fact, I've got a copy somewhere in here. If you read the Communist Manifesto, it's exactly what the bankers are implementing, and it's exactly what helps the bankers consolidate and put us all back on the plantation. Go ahead and continue commenting, John, in New York.
There's 10 planks that are listed in the center of the book that I have that list the things like the Federal Reserve and the education and elimination of private property and progressive income tax. And if you look at what's happening today with the Republican-controlled Congress and George Bush, it's like it's their playbook.
Yeah, let me just read it. Number one, abolition of private property. Number two, heavy progressive income tax. We have both of those. I mean, the Supreme Court says
You can't have your private property. Only the bankers can.
Don't
number two,
the
heavy,
that we pay.
Heavy progressive income tax, abolition of all rights of inheritance, confiscation of property of all immigrants and rebels. That's anybody that doesn't worship the government, enemy combatants. Five, a central bank. Six, government control of communications and transportation. I'm like blaspheming the Bible right now, John. Seven, government ownership of factories and agriculture. Now that's global corporations, their government. Government control of labor. Global corporations are getting governmental power. Corporate farms, regional planning, exactly what we're under. 10, governmental control of education. Exactly what the bankers lobby for. The corporations control it. And John in Ohio just can't get it when it's one inch in front of his face. It isn't a commie program, John. You're right, it's not communism. It's bankerism. You are a servant of the bankers.
Hello?
Yes, David John, go ahead.
David Rockefeller was one of the major stockholders in the Federal Reserve, along with some of the other big bankers from Europe.
Yeah, but let me get a comment from John there in Ohio.
Yeah, what I wanted to say is that, you know, we're fighting for our lives here, and the ideology, the mother's milk, the whole pretext of the neocons, the military-industrial complex, has been based on anti-communism. That's on a back burner now because China financing our debt.
Put them on hold, and they just so happen to all be the heads of the communist Fourth International Trotskyites who woke up and became conservative. Just like Michael Savage was a big beatnik leader, and then he woke up to become a conservative, but he wants the New World Order, and he wants to put the people in the camps that don't agree with the war. It's all the little commies taking over, but they're not commies anymore. Go ahead, John.
They never were communists. They were obviously agents, provocateurs.
But you don't deny they were the head of the Communist Fourth International.
They are absolutely the opposite of anything the Fourth International, Trotskyist, Marxist.
It's their sons. It's all their little boys.
They came out of the military-industrial complex, vicious anti-communism. They were the ones that were peddling all of the Iran-Contra stuff during the Reagan war on people in Nicaragua Central America.
Sir, liberal publications admit that the entire neocon gaggle are a bunch of Trotskyites.
Diversion!
They were agents. They were agents. They were police agents. They were not Trotskyists then or ever.
Okay.
And furthermore, you know, you never mentioned the fact that the 14 capitalist countries immediately, including the United States and England, invaded the Soviet Union at various points around their country to support the whites. You know, this crazy John Birch Society, David K. Smith thing that puts a populist cover on the global military-industrial claim that the bankers supported Russia is exactly what you're accusing others of saying. It's putting a false populism
on that. Thank you, John. Sure. I read the Rockefeller Brothers Foundation minutes, Carnegie Endowment minutes, and Carol Quigley's book about it, who's one of their chief strategists, and the Trilateral Commission, and Brzezinski, and David Rockefeller, and the New York Times saying it, and the head of the CIA for the section chief saying it, and John in New York, in closing, I got a break, go to other calls, but you're not going to wake him up, are you?
You very much.
There's no waking him up, is there, John?
I don't think so. God, all these historical facts, you can't deny them. I mean, we were not allowed to win the Vietnam War. We were not allowed to win the Korean War. Now we're in another mess, and they want to take us into another mess.
I hear you. Thanks for the call. Right here, a summary of the Communist Manifesto. Okay, now this is the 10 planks from the official Communist Manifesto. Okay, now I'm sure John will say this is Nazi propaganda. I mean, this is what Karl Marx and Engels wrote. Abolition of private property, and I would just add in the hands of the general public, only in the hands of the elite. Number two, heavy progressive income tax. Now, the bankers got it passed here in 1913, started the revolution at the same time over in Russia. I mean, what are you talking about? Corporate farms, regional planning, what do we have now? Government control of education, government control of labor, labor department, all of that. Government ownership of factories, agriculture. I mean, it's all right here. I mean, it's a nightmare. That's not freedom. That's what your commies say. You're a commie.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run.
Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used pure soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's a 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
You don't love me anymore. You used to take such good care of me.
Is that my car talking to me?
Yes. You neglect me. Change my oil late most of the time. Use the cheapest gas. I'm getting sick. One of these days, I'm just going to give up.
Wait a minute. I've got 3 more years of payments on you.
If you want me to last forever, you need to add protected engine treatment, protected transmission treatment, and especially protect a complete fuel system treatment. Protected's unique synthetic fortifiers treat the metal and the oil to reduce friction like no other.
Okay, I'll add some Protecta, but you'll have to perform.
How about faster acceleration, more horsepower, longer lasting? I'll always be there for you.
So if you want more, treat it right with Protecta by SFR. For a special offer of free shipping, go to www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's www.sfrcorp.com or call 888-USE-SFR-1.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we got diverted off by the apologists for the communists for the last 30 minutes. But it's an important discussion to have. Because John's as stubborn as a fence post, and you're not going to change him. Not in 100 years. He'll disregard any evidence that doesn't point towards the false paradigm that he believes in. But really, I indict communism on what it calls for, a central bank. That's what the globalists want, the big international bankers that funded it. They didn't want another corrupt elite. I'm not defending the czarist, white Russia. Nothing to do with white people, folks. That's what they were called. And I'm not defending them either. But this system is very, very corrupt. I mean, an income tax, abolition of private property, central banks, government control of communications and transportation, public education, all of this stuff. It's what America now is. And who gets to finance it, and who gets to fund it, and who gets to get the profits from it, and who gets control out of zeros and ones the bankers just put on a ledger sheet or in modern times in a computer? This small global crime syndicate, the crime families, the international crime bosses. James in Maryland, you're on the air. Thanks for holding. Go ahead.
I have two questions. One, with the recent developments with Milosevic, why do you think Mousavi and Hussein were allowed to live and testify? And two, who do you think is going to win the Israeli elections and the possible ramifications of that, and I'll listen off air.
All right, I appreciate your call. I never pretend to know who's going to win in the Knesset, in that parliamentary Byzantine haggling that goes on over there. But, I mean, it's going to be the Likudniks, or it's going to be the coalition run by the current crop that whose figurehead is the brain-dead Sharon, if he's even alive. We don't even know that. They announced he was dead for 2 days and said, oh, no, he's not really dead. It's kind of like Milosevic. We know they killed him. First, it's, you know, he was poisoned. He wasn't poisoned. Well, yes, he was poisoned. Well, he had the drug in him. Well, he didn't have enough of the drug in him for it to kill him. Oh, well, he took the drug himself to make it look like he was going to have a heart attack. And then they had lights on 24 hours a day and guards in there. No, I mean, total control. He wasn't, no one was smuggling Slobo anything. And, of course, they were killing other witnesses in there as well. But, oh, all that's circumstantial. Now, he was in there 4.5 years. Almost 5. So they haven't killed Saddam yet, supposedly, and they haven't killed Moussaoui yet. I mean, the judge in the Moussaoui case says, you guys have fabricated, put on fake witnesses, coached them, lied. I'm going to let you have your conviction, but I'm not going to let you execute him. And that's probably all stage two. I mean, at the level where they hoax and sign bills that didn't pass, and at the level where Bush says he's above the law, I mean, this is a crowd that plants stories of WMDs and the memos where they admit they're lying, come out, and they don't get in trouble. So it's a recipe for disaster. I mean, we don't even know if that's the real Saddam Hussein. We know that whoever that Saddam is, and we know he had about 8 different lookalikes that were in custody. What is it, the genome and the phenome? To put it this way, there were a lot of people that looked like that Saddam Hussein in that area of the country. Some certain bloodline. So he had a lot of doubles. By the way, you tell people they're doubles, they roll their eyes. Did you know Bush has doubles? You know, Clinton had doubles. Roosevelt had doubles. They're real quiet about it here in the media. You don't talk about it. But it's in some history books. Of course, mainly doubles with them will ride looking like Bush in the limo. And then Bush is really in a helicopter that's about to land 10 minutes later or in a truck behind him. They think, you know, quote, he's in danger. But then you tell people that could be a double, and then they don't even believe that. I mean, there's no such thing as doubles. But we know that whoever that double is, or if it is Saddam, might be. All we know is, because we've been lied to so much, we can't believe liars. All we know is that whoever that is was in the custody for weeks of the Kurds. And they staged finding him in the spider hole. In truth, they beat him up, had him for weeks, and went out there, and they even caught the Marine Corps general on tape going, all right, here's the story. We found that hole. Do you understand? Don't say anything else. All right, that's the official story. And we learn it isn't a true story. And then it's kind of like, oh, well, okay, they staged that too. The Fat Bin Laden tape, admittedly the voice print, all of it isn't him. Okay, that's staged. Oh, the last 5 times they brought out Bin Laden tapes. Turns out they're edits of old tapes from 4 years ago. Well, just ignore that, move on. It's still Bin Laden. We have a government that spends billions of dollars putting on fake newscasts and paying for fake news and paying reporters to lie. That's admitted. Admitted. Public. And that's just the surface stuff. They told us on our news that, oh, Iraq is so free. They've got all these free newspapers. There's now freedom. Rumsfeld and Bush gave speeches. And it turns out that every newspaper is fake, run by the Central Intelligence Agency or the Defense Department. And most of it's written in New York or in Chicago by Arabic government agents. Or Arabic writers, people that know it well, and Farsi and all the rest of it. And that if you write anything even vaguely critical, a death squad comes by and blows your head off, and if you're lucky, you get 30 years in prison. There is no freedom. And then they love to do the same thing here, these crooks, and they get up on TV and they lie to us and say, well, they got freedom of the press. And when it comes out, neocon followers go, well, that's good, that's freedom.
And you see, insurgents is really tough when they stay by the truce bush pulls through it.
No, the official Pentagon plan is to fail, to stay there longer. So, hope that answers your question. Nauru in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex.
Hi.
I just want to say that you're my hero, and I listen to your show every day when I ride the bus to college. I got a question for you, though.
Yes.
Is there any way I can get a signed picture of you so I can post on my wall?
You know, we don't really have any of the classical glamour shots or publicity shots that most talk show hosts have. There are a whole bunch of free photos of me all over the web, so print out the one you like and hang it on the wall. And if you want something signed from me.
That's what I would really like.
Well, the problem is, you know, I sell my signature, and not because I even want the money. It's just that if I offer it for free, I'm not trying to brag. I'll be signing thousands a week. And it would really be impossible to get any work done. It's already annoying, that, and I like doing it, but I've run out of time. I got all this serious stuff to do, and I'm sitting there signing my book, Descent into Tyranny. If you get a Descent into Tyranny, sir, I'll sign it for you. And, I'd like to tell you, if you mailed me a Citizen Rule book and asked me to sign it, I might do it. But then I'm going to get a bunch of requests for people that order Citizen Rule books that I sign those. And I just really, it's not the best way to spend my time. I mean, I'm really having to push myself to work as much as I am, and I'm not tooting my horn saying that. I just want, you know, people to know. I feel so bad that I can't respond to emails, can't respond to letters, can't respond to faxes, can't respond. I mean, I do respond. We spend a lot of time now at the office with a woman having her kids taken, or people having their ranches taken, just trying to give them groups we know will try to help them at least, and then those groups are over. They're like, help me, please. Believe me, I want to tell you about medicine. Here's the evidence. I'm like, I know. I can't help you. I can try to give you a few organizations, please. And, I mean, I start crying. I'll start yelling after they're on the phone. I'm like, I'm sick of it. Oh, God. It's like having a lifeboat, and there's only so many people that can fit in a lifeboat. And I'm trying to get you in a lifeboat. And I'm really depressed right now. Thanks for the call, Drew. I didn't start the show depressed. I rarely get down, but I am just, ugh. Talking to John got me down. Talking to that poor person. There's so many little neocons like him who think that they're doing good by George Bush. They're caught in the paradigm, caught in the matrix, caught in the spider's web. I mean, I've done the hard research. And he's so in denial, he doesn't know that the globalists set up the UN. He doesn't understand globalism. That the UN has said, that the CFR has said, on television, you know, on C-SPAN, that they're the model. And then look at the real transfer there of our brain trust, of our industry, of everything. I mean, I can see their plan. I can read top globalist strategists. Where they explain all of this and how they've done it and what they did, and it's the truth. And you're not going to wake up a neocon. You're not going to wake up a liberal. You're not going to wake up people like John. They're just, they don't want to get it. I run into liberals all the time. They're not even liberals. They're little corporate phonies who don't even know their whole ideology is false. They're emotionally connected to it. And they're like, yes, we have a tyrannical government. It's terrible, but we need to turn our guns in. As if turning your guns into a tyranny is a good thing. Because they didn't grow up around guns, they don't know guns, they don't understand guns, they don't know the statistics of guns, they just are afraid. You try to explain to a leftist that big government and big taxes are for the big corporations, they don't understand it. You try to tell that to a phony conservative, which is most of them, they don't understand it. You're like, I just like George W. And I'm like, but George W. is massive corporate welfare, just totally selling us out. Crony capitalism, really bad. Fascism by every stretch of the imagination, using socialist governmental systems to take our wealth and to control populations and control our development and to knock out any competing classes. You might as well be speaking Martian to these people. I mean, the globalists laugh at us. Brzezinski calls us slaves. And he Zbigniew rightfully calls us that because they write books saying what they're going to do. And 5-10 years later, exactly that happens. Just exactly. Pearl Harbor event that they stage, then they invade Afghanistan, then they invade Iraq, then they go into Iran, they have a domestic police state, but we're unified around the police state, and the economic constriction because of the, quote, perceived war with the foreign barbarians, the serfs will serve us. And, I mean, I watch them say what they're going to do. You know, John from Ohio knows I'm telling the truth about Mossadegh. That's admitted, declassified. He knows I'm telling the truth about 9/11 and Northwoods and everything else. And then when I know what Mao said, I know what the communist leadership said, I know what George Bush Sr. and Rockefeller, David Rockefeller, set up in 1972 over there, and I know what they did, and it's a public. It isn't my opinion. And it's we're in for a lot of hurt. We're in for the world to hurt, because a lot of you won't grow up. I'm talking about Bush followers, communist followers, all of you. You will not grow up. You defend your brand of fake politics like you defend your football team. Like you defend your favorite soft drink, you know, or your favorite brand of tennis shoe. Man, this isn't some branding issue. This is about you better get the facts. You better get the facts right now. Who does big government benefit? Public fact. Big corporations, internationalist. Who pushed for central banks and public education? The big central banks, the bankers. Who pushed for it in Russia, in China, everywhere? The globalist. Who's in control? The globalist. Who's dumbing our populations down? The globalist. Who's authorizing the use of DU, which we're all breathing? The globalist. Who's putting mercury in our vaccines? The globalist. While we're busy running around with terms like fascist and communist and all this, it's command and control versus freedom. Hey, not having private property isn't freedom. And Prince Charles supports it. He's going to keep all his private property. You're not going to have yours because that gives you independence. That's what the science of serfdom is. It's called feudalism. All the old terms are the real terms. Back from a more primitive time where it was simple. Now we have been brainwashed and people can't even communicate with each other. That's what 1984 is about with the 11th edition of Ingsoc. You know, he describes destroying the language where even if someone tries to go warn the proletariat, you can't even do it. Because even the so-called intellectuals have these ruts in their brains to where they just like wagon wheels and ruts. They just follow the same track, like a train track. You just can't get them off the treadmill. You can't get them to wake up. I mean, I don't say that our leaders are devil worshippers because I think it's fanciful and it'll sell videos. I say it because my research and my personal investigation, my personal sneaking around in the foggy woods, I proved it. I don't say that the international bankers are behind communism and fascism because I think that's what's going on and I think that's an interesting ideology to believe or because somebody told me that because I have read it by the crooks that are doing it themselves. Oh. Let's go ahead and talk to Chris in Florida. That's the last caller. I'm sorry, the others. I got some news I want to cover on the last segment. Go ahead. You're on the air, Chris.
Yeah, Alex. I'm Gonzalez's little appearance there at college about a month and a half ago. Where
they turned their back on him, yeah.
Yeah, they called up the banner saying those who would give up essential liberty for temporary safety.
That guy's a pig.
Absolutely, smirking, but all the time, a perpetual smirk. But good thing was that there he had also repeated what he had said in his unsworn testimony in front of our inspector and all that, where he had said that Washington had conducted wiretaps. So he's going around repeating it, and I'd like to see somebody question him on that. Another thing is that Anastasia is a great artist. I like a lot of her, a few of her songs. She's more popular in Britain, and one of her songs is called I Do. You might like another one. It's called Underground Army. She seems to know a little bit what's going on from the lyrics. And my question was about Title 42 of the U.S. Code, if you know anybody who might be able to apply that or have knowledge on using that, or attorneys that are good at, you know, under color of law, violation of civil rights.
Yeah, $240,000 for every hour you're falsely imprisoned or incarcerated.
Well, I was curious, do you know anybody who would be able to help someone out with that kind of situation? Because I know...
Yeah, people magically think you just write Title 42 on something and reserve your rights, and it works sometimes. They don't even follow their own laws. Bush signs bills that weren't passed. I mean, does that give you an idea of how crazy it is, sir?
I understand that.
They run white slavery rings off Capitol Hill when it's in the Chicago Tribune, and they're in sirens going to arrest them, brother.
Well, what does Cindy Sheehan do to, say, sue for being arrested? Who did she go to?
Well, she sued for the false arrest. You can sue under that. No, I'm not saying it isn't effective. I'm just saying it isn't always effective.
There is a secret that holds the world's destiny in its grasp. Hello, my friends. Alex Jones here. Learn that secret with my new film, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. Martial Law plumbs the depths of the New World Order's ideology, their philosophy. Out of the ashes of the September 11th tragedy, a dark empire of war and tyranny has risen. The Constitution has been shredded, and America is now a police state. This film exposes not just who was behind the 9/11 attacks, but the roots and history of its orchestrators. Martial Law is a blazing spotlight piercing the electronic Berlin Wall of controlled corporate media. Plumb the depths of the elite's minds, their ideology, their driving philosophy, and uncover the power-mad cult of death that is sworn to turn the Earth into a prison planet. Discover the document of truth for yourself before it's too late. Call toll-free to get a copy of Martial Law. 1-888-253-3139. Or visit InfoWars.com and the secure shopping cart. That's InfoWars.com or 888-253-3139. Or watch the film right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Myself today to see if I still feel. I focus all the pain. The only thing that's real, the needle tears a hole. The old familiar sting, try to kill it all away. But I remember everything. What have I become? My sweetest friend, everyone I know goes away in the end. And you could have it all, my empire of dirt.
Johnny Cash from his last album, What It Hurt. RFID Band in New Hampshire. This is out of TMCNet CRM Alert columnist put out here by one of the big technology outfits. Trade Journal, Logistics Today, citing reports of AIM Global and the American Electronics Association, say legislation currently pending in California and New Hampshire could have sweeping and negative effect on the use of radio frequency identification. So there's some good news. Really scary stuff. U.S. plans to reduce mad cow testing from 1,000 tests a day nationally, which is a fraction of the cows being tested, to 110 tests daily because they found three cows with CJD in the last year, and they don't like that, so they're just going to quit testing. I guess we're 1 out of 10, basically, is what it averages out to. Kids prescription drugs for antipsychotic drugs skyrockets. This is out of KXAN. And it says that more and more kids are on it. It's skyrocketing millions and millions. And I mean, if you think the people blowing up like Elephant Man and popping, exploding in England a few days ago in drug tests or something, at least that gives you outward signs of it. This stuff does this to your brains. Two journalists charged in Germany over secret Zarqawi report. Great free speech over there is another one. Legal gag order on Bush-Blair war row, and already some of the memos have been released where they said they'd staged WMD being found, so now they want to arrest a bunch of people over that for reporting that they're criminals. Just like Putin does it. See, we're just like them. I'm out of time here today. I want to thank all of you for tuning in. Thank all of our affiliates. Thank all of our sponsors, all our listeners. Thank God, of course, number one. Thank all my crew here. John in Ohio needs a copy of the Citizens Rule Book about juries and the Communist Manifesto and how it works compared to the Bill of Rights, the Declaration of Independence. It's 62 pages, colored little booklet. Buy 100 of them, 50 of them, 25 of them, 10 of them. And we sell them at cost to you, available at Infowars.com. Be sure and get those and get some of the great videos and books that I've produced or written or carry. They're at Infowars.com. And don't forget, you get almost a half year free, 5+ months free, when you get a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv in the month of March. And that'll be over in about a week and a half, so be sure and take advantage of that now. PrisonPlanet.tv. It's all up there online right now. A great activist tool to download the materials, get them out to people, all my films. You can do that and a lot more. I am out of time. Back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back on Monday, 11 to 2 during the day. And then, of course, back from 9 to midnight at night as well. I know it's tough to talk about some of these issues, but it's a lot tougher to ignore it and let it only get worse. We got a chance to win this thing, God willing. God bless you all.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.